Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk on money, business, and investing. My name is Jose. I'm the founder of the company and brand here at Master Investor. If you're new to our community, welcome. Ensure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms. Click the link in the description so that you have access to our digital courses, content, and other free tools that we have available on our website. If you're an existing partner or subscriber here on our podcast, welcome back. Thank you for the support. Make sure that you reach out if you have any questions, if you need help on any type of way, let us know. Maybe we can help and have the right tool, the right service to help you improve that asset column. At the end of the day here at Master Investor, our mission is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high quality financial education. Made simple, we're looking for opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. Rule number one in our community is that we work to build passive income and make money work hard through sound investing. We have to know exactly what type of income we're working for, because majority of people spend their entire life working for earned income, and it's taxed at the highest bracket. And taxes are the highest expense humans have. And in this country, it's built in the foundation of paying the least in taxes, and in many instances, zero legally. So I don't know when, and I understand why, because of the schools. But the reality is that people are unaware of the tax code that is basically a package of incentives for the wealthy entrepreneur and the ensign investor. And the wealthy entrepreneur, I mean the one that has the mindset of the wealthy, and the one that has a company and is approaching business and money with a wealthy mindset. Even though that person may not have the money yet, we're starting out. We're taking the first step. Everything starts small. So we plant the seed, we incorporate. Now we have maybe a digital product that we like to promote. We partnered out with a company. We're using their tools. They're giving us banners. They're giving us sales pages. We have a hook link, or it's also known as an affiliate link. And that is called direct sales. And now we have a sales funnel that they gave us. Now we're going to create a capture page in less than 5 minutes, or landing page, so that we can connect it with our own email autoresponder that we will have. So step one will be having a capture page and connecting that with step two, which is an email autoresponder. It's a system that will collect the emails and allow us to communicate with the list that we are building. We could have different lists and different niches, depending on whichever capture pages were linked to those lists. So we can create a list inside of the email autoresponder and connect that list with the capture page or landing page, also known as a squeeze page. And it's just a simple website. We see it all the time where it pops up and it says, what's your name? Put your email. We'll send you the video. We'll send you whatever we're looking for, right? Something of value. Or maybe we just want to subscribe to their content, like we're doing here at Master Investor, right? A newsletter, if you want to have the articles that we're publishing every day via email. And maybe you don't have time to come on a podcast and listen, or maybe even watch us on live streaming. We're doing a live stream every single day on YouTube and other platforms as well. So we're actually live streaming right now as I'm recording this podcast, and we're combining all the audiences, because everything that I'm talking about, it can help anyone. And as I said earlier, we have people from different backgrounds around the entire globe. We're literally in every single continent. That's what our analytics is showing. So something is working. And what I know what that's working. And it's working because we're providing what the mission is saying, which is high quality financial education. And we have the tools. We have 3 ebooks right now that are available in stores. The 10 New Rules of Money, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet, Turn Passive Income On. How to Invest in Crypto to Build Wealth, Understanding Bitcoin and Blockchain. You can get them on Amazon if you'd like to read them on Kindle, have the paperback. However, I recommend that you go to our website, because each ebook has turned into a digital course that is vivid. And what I mean by vivid is that it's growing every day or every week, okay, or every month or every year. We adding more assets and updating. Of course, everything about the ebook, as something will change drastically that we need to change, so then we'll change. We'll update it, we'll create a new edition and so forth, and we'll continue to do that. You'll have those for free. Once you get in, whatever asset we add into that, regardless of how much price we will charge in the future for future partners, you will be grandfathered in to have access to any other asset that we will have in there. And we will have exclusive interviews with wealthy entrepreneurs, celebrities, important figures around the world, and new entrepreneurs as well. And anybody that can share more about the topic of that ebook, of the volume of each digital course. So each digital course will have its own assets, its own exclusive interviews, and always going back to the topic of that course and ebook, right? Because the course was born out of the ebook, and we're going to continue with that strategy because we find it very useful. And in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3, 4, 5 years from now, we're going to have more assets, and you will always have access to that. So it's just a great investment for our financial education. And that's just about the investment that we will tell you to make in yourself, of course, and then begin to invest by building your asset column. But we're not going to tell you where to invest your money. You have to decide that yourself, because remember, we are active investors. We're actively investing. Whether we're starting small, it doesn't matter. We're going to start. Whether it's a digital product, whether it's an affiliate product that we found that we're passionate and we like to promote it, we don't even need to buy the product ourselves to start getting direct sales. And we don't have to do videos. We don't have to do a sale like 101. It's going to be done through marketing, and it's going to be done with the systems in place. Okay? Basically, the systems are provided by the company, and then all we have to do is just get the traffic to go to those systems. And we just watch the sales come through, and eventually you can replace your maybe job. Maybe that's the goal. Just remember, we all have a financial statement. Regardless of where we are financially, we all do. And in that financial statement, there are 6 basic words that I'm going to mention right now. And I want us to remember that on a memory file, because we want to have that at all times available. In this, also you'll find a financial statement when you get in inside of our digital course, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Turn Passive Income On. One of those assets that you will find there with the ebook is a financial statement that is blank that you can download straight to Excel, or you can print it out. I suggest that you just put it in Excel, because you have to go back to it and readjust it and update it, like hopefully every day and every week, at least once a week. Just look it over. I mean, I suggest you look it over every day, but you know, you gotta put in some work as well at the beginning, and till we get that passive income coming in that is, you know, stable and can replace your job if that's your case. Now, we have partners that are already doing millions of dollars and billions of dollars that are getting our information, and of course they're providing more cash flow to their companies because they're applying what we call the twist, and it can come from anybody, right? And so if we read something and it has a certain structure and we somehow read it and it really gets us, is because that's a twist that can help us get to the next level. So what is the twist of our business? What is the twist that we're going to have in our life, personal, right? There are 4 pillars of an extraordinary life that we work on here in our community, because we don't want to just optimize for one thing and then not have health. That would be crazy. There are a lot of people with a lot of money, but they're trying to buy their health back. No, we don't want to be that. And if you're at that position right now, you're hearing me out, then it's time to change. Right now, you know, make a decision of not eating unhealthy things. I know it may be hard. Just stick with the healthy 100%. Drink more water, do more exercise, read more, educate, listen to good things, break old habits by replacing it with good habits. That's how we do it. And then environments matter a lot. So what type of environment are we allowing ourselves to be? That's something that we need to do due diligence on ourselves every single day. Today's topic is how to do due diligence and calculate cash on cash return on investment. We must master both in having as part of our strategy for real estate investments. There are 5 different asset classes that exist. I'm going to give you the 6 basic words that composes a financial statement, and we have the income column, we have the expenses, we have the liabilities column, the assets column, and cash flow. Those are the six basic words, okay, that we will find inside that financial statement. And we all have a financial statement. Every business and investment has a financial statement. And that financial statement determines how is the financial health of a person or an entity or an investment. Okay, so it's important. The foundation of true wealth is in the ability of reading financial statements and improving them, starting with our own. And then the other data that I wanted to give you was that the financial statement is critical when we start building wealth, because we have to focus on that asset column rather than the income column, or rather than cutting expenses or shrinking the liability column, we're going to put attention on that asset column. Okay, and I have a saying on something that actually we could follow, that I follow all the time, that my mentors and the ultra wealthy follow. It's like, okay, well, we're talking about real estate deals, and we're talking to a seller, and he offers us the price that he's selling, that he will take, and maybe it's a ridiculous price or whatever. We can say, okay, we'll give you your price if you give us our terms, and then we just tell him we'll take 40 years to pay him back at this much, and then the asset will pay for it. We won't even have to pay, so we just take it from his hands. Legally and ethically, it's called seller finance, and it's called being smart. We'll give you that. You want that price, but give us our terms, period. And then now we're more flexible. Now they become the bank. We don't even need to go to the bank. We do seller finance. So the saying that it takes money to make money is not quite accurate. It's not true, because as you can see, we can do seller finance without money. There's no money involved really in that transaction. He's given us the business and we're paying him back every single month or every year for the next 30 years or so. It's like having a loan with the bank, is that we're doing it with the landlord, I mean with the current owner. And then we're the new landlords because we're taking over. Now, if we miss one of his payments, he can come and take the property back. So it doesn't matter, it's about the control. As long as we're controlling the cash flow, and we know that we're gonna pay him, why wouldn't we pay him if we put the terms that we wanted? Then that would be naive from our part. If we don't fulfill those payments, it wouldn't be ethical. Unless it's, you know, there will be a misunderstanding or something, but other than that, we need to make sure that our business are profiting all the time, that we're here to do business and provide a solution. And because we're doing it successfully, and we're doing it through systems, because we don't want our community to be selling. We're not salespeople. We're inside investors, which are active investors. Okay? And we make money work hard. And we raise capital, because that's what the wealth entrepreneur job number one is, to raise capital. The number one skill is to sell without selling, using systems and a smart marketing. And a sound business is a system of systems. And once we have the right marketing strategy with it, then we can bring in unlimited leads to that system that will close those leads into customers because they are the right match. We're not forcing any sales. We're finding the right group of people that are looking for that solution. And we're presenting ourselves with authority, elegance, sophistication, and with the solution in our hands, right, and our systems, that they can just click and repeat that and just grab it, right, and buy it right there instantly. And today, online, we can sell worldwide. People can be looking at that website at the same time, and they can all buy at the same time. So think about the power and the leverage that we have and the control. We didn't have that 50 years ago. So now we have the ability to become wealthy super fast, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't be naive into giving your money away to anybody. It's better that we invest it in ourselves. So if we want to learn about real estate, then we take a course on real estate. want to learn about crypto, we're going to read about crypto. We're going to do due diligence on crypto. We want to invest in it. Okay, we're going to invest first so that we can learn about it, and then we will do it. We're not going to give our money away for anybody to invest it for us, because I will be a passive investor that likes financial education. Today's summary is finding an investment's cash on cash return doesn't have to be tough. Don't base our investing decisions solely on financial models. Performing thorough research is essential for profitable investing. Many individuals believe that investing in real estate is risky and challenging. In fact, there are entire industries that profit off the complication of seemingly basic subjects. A master investor, we have learned from our mentors to keep things as straightforward as possible and super simple. KISS, keep it super simple when it comes to investing. If the numbers doesn't make sense, it's just not a good investment. If they make sense, when we crunch the numbers, when we study and analyze the financial statement of that business, we do due diligence, and we literally go through our checklist, and we have all the facts in place, then we will make a sound decision. And reducing the bank's money, then they'll be on our side to protect us as well, because they're not gonna wanna lose money. They're gonna have to make sure that that asset will pay that mortgage back. That what we have, that we will obtain, that's called good debt. Because if they're gonna give that mortgage, usually on a commercial real estate property, that means that the bank is giving the green light and the underwriter is saying, okay, go ahead, this is a good asset for us. It's producing the money consistently. The bottom line is huge. It's gonna cover that and then look even more, four times more than the mortgage. So, and we can see it because of the facts. So we measure return on investment with facts, not with opinions when we invest in. By the data that we extract from the financial statements in the past of that specific business or real estate property, which ultimately a real estate commercial property or for a business, whether it's a single family home that we turn into an Airbnb business operation, it's a business that is even if it's real estate, ultimately it's a business operation. We cannot have investing without business. And people that are financially uneducated, we can see them making decisions that will cost them a lot of money and a lot of headaches, and will probably scare them for life in regards to investing subject. And hopefully they get to see this video one day and they find a solution to that issue that they have, or maybe that trauma that was created by, for example, people like the ones that were handling FTX, that scheme that would basically pull the rug and took everybody's money. He was just, I mean, I smelled that from way before. Never invested any money in there. We never encouraged anyone to invest in that, in FTX, ever. Just by looking at the investor, remember, it's not investing that is risky, it's the investor behind the investment that makes it risky. So we need to look at the partners, who's involved. In that type of investment strategy is for uneducated investors, people that are financially illiterate, and they may have money because they have a high-paying job, but they're just giving the money away. They're passive investors, they're not learning anything, and what happens? They end up losing their money because they weren't minding their own business. They give their money away, their hard-earned income away to a stranger, instead of them investing in that in themselves and learning how to do it themselves. That is insane. So that's what we're going to change here. So if you're one of those, then welcome to our community, because everything that we're doing here is to help each other out. We're not telling you to invest here or invest over there. We're just giving the basic rules of investing, the history of money, what is money, right? How it's created today, how wealth is created, the wealthy context, the mindset, the values, the philosophies, and the way we approach money, so that we can all build the asset column actively. Okay, we're not giving the money away to anybody. However, the only place that we will say to invest it in is in ourselves and your self-development, because we can never go wrong with that. In financial education, we have a straightforward recipe for success in real estate. Two important questions to ask when investing in real estate. Number one, what is this real estate investment's cash on cash return? Number two, have we investigated a real estate property thoroughly? These were the two sides of the coin that, in our opinion, are necessary to proceed with any business. The majority of individuals concentrate on cash return, yet financial models are merely snapshots of current knowledge. If we do not conduct due diligence in an investment property's cash flow yields a strong return on our capital invested, we run danger of discovering a hidden expense that will demolish our real-world financial models. We don't have the whole story as an investor to get the whole picture and make any required adjustments to our financial assumptions. We must do our due diligence. The most important words in the business language are cash flow. The second most important words are due diligence. How to figure out the real estate cash on cash return with ease. First, things first. We should never purchase an investment property if it doesn't generate cash flow or offer a profit on our investment. Although it may seem apparent, some investors use complex formulas like this to purchase investment real estate. Number one, rate of return internally. This is a return on investment calculated under the assumption that all passive or cash flow income is reinvested right away, giving us a return on our initial investment plus interest. Number two, present value and net. And projected discounted rate for the future value of money is taken into consideration here. And it computes the discounted rate of return by comparing the current investment value to the future cash flow value. Every formula has advantages and disadvantages, and none is as simple as cash on cash return. They rely on guesses and depending on how well the study is done. Those assumptions can produce quite different valuations. Those assumptions are opinions, and as I said before, we must measure our return on investment with facts, not opinions. According to an old proverb, garbage in, garbage out. Even if these factors are crucial for a successful investment, the most crucial factor is just knowing that our initial investment will yield a profit through cash flow, or known as passive income. The simplicity of calculating cash on cash return is its strongest feature. To calculate cash on cash return, divide down payment by positive net cash flow. Here's an illustration using a few sample numbers. Assume we spend $500,000 on an apartment building. We obtain a mortgage for the remaining $400,000 after making a $100,000 down payment. Following the payment of all bills, our monthly cash flow is $2,000. If we were to divide $100,000 by $24,000, $2,000 per month times 12 months, $24,000, our cash on cash return will be 24%. A 24% could be advantageous or disadvantageous depending on our circumstances. That is up to us and our investors to decide, right? Each of us. However, knowing our expected rate of return is a straightforward method to determine whether or not to proceed fast. The value of doing our research before buying or acquiring a property. Controlling a property, because a lot of times we will never own the property because we will have a mortgage on it based on good debt. And that's what we want to be, because money is created with debt, and the more we use debt, because all debt is tax-free, because money is created with debt. And so if we use debt as much as possible to create passive income, we can literally minimize taxes all the way to zero. When we have the right tax strategy, we need to talk to our tax specialist, our CPA, and our bookkeeper. We need to have everything documented, and they need to have the right context. We must use due diligence to ensure we receive the value for our money. Investigating. After deciding whether a real estate investment offers a sufficient cash-on-cash return, we must use due diligence to ensure we receive the value for our money. Investigating every nook and corner of a possible investment is known as due diligence. This is an action that requires rolling up our sleeves. Any purchase agreement should include a condition requiring the seller to supply all required materials and access within a specific time frame, as well as a due diligence period. This entails reviewing the financials, conducting inspections, evaluating the rent roll, and more. Among the most crucial terms in the field of financial literacy are due diligence. A knowledgeable investor learns the other side of the story during the due diligence process, which entails carefully examining a possible investment to verify all relevant information. We frequently find hidden costs during the due diligence stage, which means we have to modify our financial models to account for cash-on-cash return. This implies that in order to make our models function, we might return to the vendor or the seller and renegotiate the purchase price. If we ignore it, the transaction could soon turn from a profitable one to a terrible one, a liability one. When we ask any inside investor how they identify profitable ventures, the answer is virtually universally that we understand the importance of the due diligence process. The faster we can complete our due diligence on an investment, the more likely it is that we will find the safest investment with the highest potential for positive cash flow and capital gains income, whichever income the asset will generate. And we will know that before we even start. Always use the cash flow triangle to ensure we are building or acquiring a sound investment operation. The cash flow triangle is composed of A, business integrities, mission, team, leadership, cash flow, communications, systems, legal, and product. They're all important and essential for a successful business. A Master Investor's Thorough Research Real Estate Checklist. We always go through this checklist, even our mentors. Make use of this list too. It is extremely comprehensive and has things like phase one environmental audit that were not around a long time ago. As we go through this list, find experts in any areas we have concerns about and bring them to assess the deal together with reputable lawyers and accountants that have ethics and, most importantly, have the right mindset, okay? Because ethics must be there and the right mindset has to be there. Not all CPAs are equally. Some CPAs are meant to deal with middle class and poor class, and the poor mindset, I call it, right? Because we have two types of mindset when it comes to money. The poor mindset, which includes the middle class and the poor class, and it has nothing to do with saying in a negative way. No, it's just making it simple. And then we have the wealthy mindset, which is the wealthy class, the rich class, right? And that mindset is what we're breaking down here inside of our community. Okay, so number one of the checklist, there are 34 items. You can find this article on our website. If you sign to our newsletter, it's free, then you will get it via email. Okay, so number one is rent roster current as of the pay to date. So everybody that is in the building. Okay, number two, enumeration of security deposits. Number three, details of mortgage payments. Number four, list of personal possessions. Number five, plans for floors. Number six, policy of insurance agent. Number seven, upkeep and service contract. Number eight, information about tenants, leases, applications, ledger, cards, and smoke detector forms. Number nine, list of suppliers and utilities providers together with account numbers. Number 10, an explanation of the structural changes made to the property, if any. Number 11, engineering documentation and surveys. Number 12, commission contracts. Number 13, listing or rental contracts. Number 14, agreements for assessments. Number 15, development plans comprise as built architectural, structural, mechanical, electrical, and civil drawings, as well as plans and specifications. Number 16, government authorizations or zoning regulations influencing the property's growth. 17, contracts for management. 18, property tax statements and tax bills. 19, bills for utilities. 20, journals of cash receipts and disbursements related to the property. Number 21, records of capital expenditure disbursements for the last 5 years that are related to the property. Number 22, statements of income and expenses related to the property for the 2 years before the deadline for submission. 23, the property's financial records and estate and federal tax returns. Number 24, a general adequate term examination in terms. I think there's a typo here I put. Oh yeah, I think it is. Okay, a general adequate termit examination in terms of both form and substance for the customer. Number 25, any other records and papers that the seller has or is in charge of and that are essential to the ownership, use, or upkeep of the property. Number 26, market research or local studios. Number 27, building budget or actuals. Number 28, service or tenants profiles. Number 29, files for work orders. Number 30, 2 years work of bank statement displaying the property's operating account. Number 31, occupancy certificate. Number 32, abstract title. Number 33, copies of all remaining warranties and guarantees. And number 34, environmental audit phase one, if applicable. If we are buying, there it is. That's the list. If you want to have it, okay, we just go to our website and you'll find it there. If we are buying an apartment building, make sure to physically walk around and inspect the property, including each unit, in addition to making sure everything on this list is secure. Make a note of all the damages, then utilize that list to bargain for a reasonable amount. Ultimately, the secret to real estate success is simple. Do research plus cash on cash return. In other words, do our due diligence, and then we have to, of course, have that cash on cash return calculated properly. If we do those correctly, we will be in excellent financial health when it comes to our real estate assets, right, that we're going to be acquiring. It's one of the asset classes. The wealthy class on the planet do not work for earned income. What is our investing plan? We must find out quickly. The question is, how can we acquire assets without our own money, right? By investing in our financial education to master the job number one of a wealthy entrepreneur, which is to raise capital from direct sales front end of the business or investment operation, and raise capital from the back end from private lenders, banks, investors, family, friends, and other ways, because the business has the eight integrities of the cash flow triangle and is so well established that the banks can notice that it's a strong brand. It's not just a business, it's a brand. It's protected, it has the legalities in order, and it has cash flow coming in right now. It's profitable, and the market is huge, it's big. It has potential to scale in new markets, to reach new horizons, right, new regions around the world and so forth. So all of this counts when it comes to building and raising capital and building a passive income. But it does not take money to make money, nor it takes our own money to make money. We can actually raise capital. We can get started today and start bringing in leads to those sales pages of those affiliate partners that we may have. In the future, all of our products here at Master Investor will also have an affiliate program where if you share the link with somebody, and maybe a friend or a team member came in and purchased one of our ebooks, one of our digital courses, then you'll get a percentage. And if it's a subscription product, you will get a percentage every time they make a payment. So it's, we're keeping everything authentic, okay? We want to make sure that we are doing and helping the community become wealthy in regards to building freedom in their lives. And the only way to do that is to focus on that asset column. The wealthy entrepreneur and anti-investor creates something out of nothing. A business and investment should be built to raise capital from the front end. Like I mentioned, through direct sales via systems. That is what marketing is. That is called marketing. And that's exactly what we're learning how to do here inside of our community, to have assets and have the right marketing systems attached to it, because they're going to be all set on autopilot. And we're going to show you step by step how to do it inside of our digital courses. So make sure that you get in our courses. Check out the link in the description somewhere around this video or audio, and then you'll find our website. Get into our newsletter, at least you'll have the articles, and then read one of our ebooks. Get all of our ebooks and courses, because it's a great investment. They're going to grow in value, and the information that is there will help us build more wealth, which is more freedom in our lives. Doing less, making more, keeping more, and making it work hard, not only now, but getting that cash flow, but also getting generational wealth, right? Building something that will last for years and years and years and generation after generation, because it's a true brand. So investment vehicles will only take us from short distance, and that's it. We will understand that, but we want to build businesses that turn into brands, okay? And it takes financial education to do that, to master the ability to raise capital from thin air. The phrase that it takes money to make money is not true, because there are many people with money and today employees that they have money in their savings accounts in the bank, but they are not making that money make more money. They're losing money because, number one, taxes, number two, inflation, can't keep up with inflation, and number three, it hinders their entrepreneurial spirit. It doesn't teach them anything. Anybody that saves money, you're not learning anything. That anybody can do that, to put money in the bank and a deposit account. Understanding the 90-10 wealth revelation. 90% of the world's wealth is held by the 10% of its population, of its inhabitants. The only way to be part of the 10% is by becoming a business owner, an inside investor who thrives on the right side of the cash flow circle. As you can see on the screen, we have the cash flow circle. If you're watching this on YouTube or any other platform, if you're listening to our podcast right now, then just imagine a circle. And then on the left side, divide that circle. You can divide it actually with a horizontal line and a vertical. But on the left side of the cash flow circle, we'll find the employee, self-employed. On the right side, we'll find the business owner and inside investor. So wealth is built on the right side. 90% of the population is found on the left side of the cash flow circle. And they work for earned income. And freedom is built on the right side of the cash flow circle. That's a business owner and inside investor. When the left side of the cash flow circle people do not work, they don't get paid. They have to show up because they're selling their time and their expertise for money. There's nothing wrong with that if they love to do that and that's their passion, but I still recommend them to learn how to invest, because someday maybe they don't want to be there and they want to enjoy life and they want to spend more time with family. And the way to do that is by having and understanding how money works, how to create it, like the government creates it, by printing it legally, by utilizing debt, minimizing taxes, because we understand that the United States was built to pay as little as possible in taxes legally. This is a capitalist country, and we must be a capitalist in order to be a master investor, in order to be an inside investor. That's the highest level of investor, a capitalist, and that's an inside investor. And that's what we're thriving to be here inside of our community. Every day we're here on topic on money, business, and investing, giving you the good and bad news of money, everything that we need in order to build that asset column. We're going to cover it every day, and we're going to have actionable steps. So make sure that you just get our ebooks that we have available right now. We're releasing our fourth ebook pretty soon, and it's going to be on raising capital, and we have another one coming out as well. So we have many more ebooks in the next months that are going to be coming out, and more tools and resources. And we just want to thank everybody that is supporting our channel every single day. We're growing tremendously on YouTube, and we're so happy that we are touching many different lives around the world so that we can have freedom and build more wealth, have more experiences in this amazing gift of life. We should all have our dreams accomplished. And a lot of times what's missing is lack of money in majority of people's lives, because they never master money. And the reason why they don't master money is not their fault, it's nobody's fault, is that the school systems are created to build employees and soldiers. And we can check the mission of the school board. 1902, 1903, the Rockefeller family took over the school board, for lack of a better word. And they basically instilled that mission. They want employees that works for the corporation of the wealthy, and soldiers that defend the corporation of the wealthy, like the government. So the school systems do not teach people how to master money and how to make money our slave. But Master Investor does. We're here to deliver on financial education to help you understand how to make money our slave, how to tell money what to do and send it to work. And if you want to go to sleep, or you want to go to the park or play some tennis or go to the beach, drink some coconut water, as you're telling money what to do and working hard, the money's working hard for us as we drink our coconut water, why not? That's the life, that's having freedom. It's not being attached to our assets or businesses, because otherwise they're not business or real assets. If it's requiring us to be there to make the money, then that's not a real asset, it's not a business. It has to make us money whenever we're not there. And where we find those types of assets and that type of lifestyle is on the right side of the cash flow circle. So make sure that you invest in your financial education so that you know exactly how to approach the game of money. And it is play with a team. Okay, you can play by yourself, but it's going to be extra hard. That's why mentors, and it doesn't have to be a huge team, but just like we're doing right now, just joining here on our community every day and listening to our podcast, investing in our financial education and taking action. That's what we're talking about. Okay, so it baby steps. How do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's how we eat life the good way, right? And the recipe is right in front of us. Don't add, don't take, don't complain about what is not here. Be grateful. Let's take advantage of all the good omens that are in front of us. Be awake. Drink healthy, right? Eat healthy. Nurture our bodies, our temples. We want to optimize for the right things in life. It's not just about money. But it is about money, because money answers all things. But it's not just about... A lot of people chase money. And that's why we say here, we don't chase money. We make money come to us. Okay? Money is our slave. So we use money as a tool to manifest and eat healthy and become better individuals, because it magnifies who we are at the end. That's why becoming a better person as we grow is important, because the more money we accumulate and we're working on our health, we're having our finances in order, we're talking about improving humanity, we're doing good to humanity. That's what we're talking about here, right? We're improving, we're solving problems. And we're doing that even at a small scale. So we can start with a digital product. We can start making passive income, your first sale on autopilot. It's the best feeling ever. Making money while we're sleeping. That's the best feeling ever. Waking up to seeing that direct sale that came through, because there was an ad that brought in 10 sales, and those 10 sales converted into $3,000. And if we do that every single day, we're over $1 million per year. $2,750+ per day on passive income, in order to create passive income of $1 million per year. A lot of people don't want to make $1 million a year, but I don't know, why wouldn't they? But my point is that wealth has nothing to do with making millions of dollars. Wealth has to do with the freedom that you have, that you control. So if you say, okay, look, Jose, I'd like to, you know, have this X, Y, and Z lifestyle, this is what's going to cost. And you have an asset column that is paying for that for the next 100, 200 years, guaranteed. You can live that lifestyle without shrinking, without cutting expenses. And if inflation kicks up, you can still maintain that lifestyle and even have more, because now you can just compound that asset column with more assets if you like. And that is freedom. That is how freedom is measured. So it's not everybody likes having the most expensive items and cars and private jets and yachts and whatnot. Not everybody likes that. So just make sure that we're having a strong enough why when we're doing things. There's always a why. Because if you just want to work online to make money and, or, you know, why you want to do that? Oh, to spend time with your family, to get, that's a bigger why, that's a good why. So what do we want to have out of life? It's a question that I want to leave us with today on this amazing talk that we've been having, right? What do we want out of life? What type of problem do we want to solve? But what is that we are doing today that is literally creating a legacy on our work that we're doing? Do we want to leave a legacy? And I hope that we do want to, because just by being alive, wow, and being able to like function 100%, that's just wealth right there. A lot of people have money, like I said, and they have no health whatsoever. They could have money in their bank account, in their savings account. They've been working for the past 30 years nonstop at a place that they hate, they despise, they don't like the environment, they don't like the people, they go home and they gossip about everybody's lives. That will make a human being sick, because everything is energy. We're talking all the time, either life or death, if you will, to our bodies, to ourselves, because everything has is moving. So we have to be our best friend, our best friend. We cannot allow ourselves to be harsh in a way to us, because we are learning, we're moving forward, we're taking baby steps, and it's okay to make mistakes as long as we learn the lessons. Just continue to move forward. Continue to learn from different mentors. Check the people that you hang around with every single day. Don't give your time so easily to everybody that's asking, go here, go there, do this, do that. Have a plan. That's a good way that you can shut people down in an amicable way, by just telling them, hey, I apologize, but I already have plans. I'm already committed to this. And that way there's not a weird moment, because a lot of people get uncomfortable when they hear the word no. So we have to say no a lot of times when we're building our wealth and our dreams, because we're protecting a deeper yes to our dreams. So don't give what you want in the now for what you truly want in the future. That would be a mistake. Get out of life while we are. So make sure that we're investing on our asset column every day, investing on our self-development, becoming smarter, healthier. The four pillars of an extraordinary life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. And we don't need a lot in order to become great at all of them. 18 minutes a day on each asset class will do the work. Trust me, 18 minutes a day times 365 days, we are at the top 10%, 1% of the nation on that subject. Okay, so we need to improve ourselves. We need to really get into who we are. What are we going to bring forth to the marketplace? What type of systems I'm going to be utilizing? And using the formulas and the strategies that we're learning here inside of our community through these talks and all the content that we're providing a Master Investor. We're more than an investment management company, okay? We're truly a brand of money, business, and investing, where you're going to be able to have access to the top data to build and keep control over your money and build the wealth that you want to build in your life. Like I said, everybody's wealth number is different. What is your wealth number based on the amount that you spend per month on expenses that you like to have? And it's not about shrinking, cutting expenses. It's about expanding our asset column and expanding our expenses and our liabilities. There's nothing wrong with having all of that what we want in life, whether it costs money or not. We need to have assets, right, that are producing and helping us pay for all those things. Otherwise, you're going to be paying and working hard for a material thing that you're not even going to even use, because you're working at a job very hard to pay for those things. That's a wrong approach. And be careful who you date or who you partner out with, because everything is energy. You have to be aligned with your partners. It's better sometimes to be alone than be with the wrong crowd, be with the wrong people. The worst mistake people can make is marrying the wrong person and then having to kind of like go with the rhythm of life, because it's like, well, now they're married, might as well have babies and have that, but they're not compatible at all. They didn't do their due diligence, and relationships can either break us or make us. And starting at home. So the most important family, I always say, is what we have, what we start at home, what we do at home, right? Because that's our family, that's what we are building. So if you feel like you're in a bad company, then get out of that relationship. Same thing with a business partner, right? You have to have understanding. And if there's any discomfort, that's not pointing the same direction, then you gotta move quickly, change something. And don't be afraid of the unknown. Don't just be like, okay, settle for less and just kind of go with whatever life brings, you know. Get out of life what you want if you truly want to become a legend, if you truly want to create a mark and impact in this world. And I assume that if you're listening to this voice, then you are willing to do whatever it takes legally and ethically to achieve your dreams and invest in our self-development so that we can grab all the opportunities without missing one, so that we can actually fulfill our mission and purposes in life that we all have. So we are answering our call, we're developing every single day, we're learning from other mentors that have been where we want to be, we're reading daily, we're expanding on our vocabulary, we're working on becoming healthier, understanding how to network better, how to get more people to listen to us because we have the right body language, we have the right communication skills, and they understand that our message is authentic and it has power behind it, has the data, the twist that we talk about it all the time. What's our twist for the next level? We all have that breakthrough that we need to get, and we can unlock it with the twist. And we find the twist hiding in different seminars, courses, books, podcasts like this, or live streams like this one, right? So many ways that we can actually get those twists today. People didn't have the ability of tapping into the entire world that we have today. So just with that, I mean, we can be selling right now, right? Think about it, worldwide. And that's what we're doing here at Master Investor. But for the person that started now, if you're building your team, think about it, you could be selling worldwide right now. With one click, you can have one ad that will cover 1 billion people. You can direct that ad to cover that many people for dirt cheap, and we get a whole month of, I guess, no payment upfront when you use Facebook. That's what I'm trying to say. So the customer ultimately will pay for the marketing budget that we have, but if Facebook doesn't charge us at the beginning, however, at the end of the month, we'll have to pay that, whatever we use. But the customer, by that time, will bring the customers that we're getting from that marketing campaign, from that ad, will bring in the direct sales, and we use that money to pay for that. So at the end, everything is free. And that's why we have to position ourselves with the right context when it comes to money. The wealthy context, which is the philosophy of money, the way we see money, our values, our beliefs. Majority of people have been taught to work hard for money, to go to school, get a high paying job. But those people, they just didn't understand the changes in the laws of money, and the new rules of money emerge. So what used to work doesn't work anymore. Maybe they don't mean any harm, of course, because the majority of those people are people that love us, teachers, family members, and why not, if depending on your situation. If you're fortunate enough, I grew up with entrepreneur family. So I knew business since I was a kid. I've been watching business. I've been watching both sides of the coin, become an employee or you own your own business and you create passive income, you create your own brand, you create freedom. You don't check on anybody. You have control over our time, which is most important. We never want to give control over our time, because once you give control over your time, you're giving your life away to somebody. So make sure that you work on building relationships every day, the right relationships. Some people will not stick with our aura, and that is okay. Let them go. Let them go. The faster they get out of our lives is better. Stay focused, okay? Because there's a lie about us, you know, and people might want to come in and snatch that lie because they can see it, because we're developing ourselves and people can see that. It's like you're cleaning something and you're shining and you're polishing it. This diamond, right, that we found in the dirt, and it becomes this beautiful diamond. That's who we are. As long as we're doing self-development, we're investing in our financial education, we're definitely becoming that perfect diamond, that improved diamond that we can always improve, right? It's beautiful and more beautiful and more beautiful, and we can always improve. That's why it's never a moment of perfection, but the ability that we can always just water that plant, water ourselves, right? Our minds with good data. What are we consuming? And then what are we producing? Not just be a consumer, be a doer as well. We need to do both simultaneously. So whatever we learned today on this live stream, make sure you write it down. Let me know what you learned, what you like about today's talk, or today's, if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you write it. If you're listening on Spotify or whichever app, a comment, and let me know if you need help or anything like that, right? And make sure that you go to sleep a little smarter than we were yesterday. That's our motto here, right? We talk about it all the time. We say we're going to sleep a little smarter than we were yesterday. We're here again talking about money, talking about business, looking for that next twist, helping each other out, becoming better individuals, solving problems in the world. And you never know. You have these downloads when you're listening to certain people and you create unicorn brands, billion-dollar brands right from the gate. And it happens all the time. So don't underestimate what we can do with the information that we're receiving. But we need to do something with it. And what type of information? Today, information is keen, right? Knowledge is money. But knowledge means that we are applying the information that we're getting. So yes, information is keen, but we need to apply that to turn it into knowledge. And then once we get that result, that now we're stepping in the right direction because we are active investing. We are taking action. We're doers. We're now making a difference. And we're not just buying things. We're actually having systems doing the selling and telling for us. So we have assets that creates money for us whenever we're not working, and we use that money to pay for our expenses, our liabilities, cost, and of course we treat that excess of cash flow as an expense because we have a job for the extra capital, our bottom line, to work hard to compound that asset column. So we're going to redirect it back into that asset column, so we treat it as an expense, not as an asset. So when we get that extra positive cash flow, whatever is left after all the expenses, instead of spending it into something, unless you created that asset to pay for that liability at that moment. And a lot of times when we do that, that asset will bring even more than what the liability is asking to be produced. So maybe it brings in 4 times more than what is the cost of that liability. And now we have extra cash flow. So that extra cash flow, we should treat it as an expense, meaning that we have found a new asset in a different asset class or in the same asset class. Hopefully we're diversifying among the 5 different asset classes that exist, because that's how we protect ourselves from down economies and hedge for inflation. The 5 different asset classes are: number one, business. The order doesn't matter. So number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number 5, commodities. I put real estate, I like to always say real estate first, because it literally, once you start learning how to do real estate to leverage yourself to riches, the whole game changes, because we can use the bank's money. We have leverage. We have OPM, other people's money, OPT, other people's talent, and other people's time, right? And make sure that we're following the formula OQP, only quality people in our circle. We need to ensure that we're learning about the 5 different asset classes. So today was talk on just the real estate asset class, but also we touch bases on everything. And that's what I like, to keep it organic, to keep it going in the direction of building our asset column. Okay, so if you have any questions, let me know. I hope that you enjoyed today's talk. And remember that there is a list that we can use. And if you want to start building our network in real estate, which I recommend you do, go on to loopnet.com, and I think it's loopnet, yeah, loopnet.com, and access there for free, create an account, and begin to analyze different deals in your area or in areas that, in your area, you can do area, maybe you can go and look at some deals as well, but you can pretty much see the picture, study the financials, download the documents that are available, create a folder for that investment, analyze it, come to a conclusion. Even if you're not buying it, you're creating a great practice on it. Call the broker, ask him some questions, go through the due diligence list, and then even though you may not be buying it or acquiring it just yet, you're still going through a great exercise, learning real life experience. So make sure that you take action. Bring you the good and bad news of money, the business principles are working on economies. So stay extraordinary and wealthy. Bye for now.